5,
4,
3,
2,
1.
Let's go.
It's So-So Jew. I'm the storyteller, dropping the realness from my experience.
HLS in the building, need boundaries, we ain't never been friends.
Yeah, it's a logical genius. I don't think you're ready for this knowledge I'm about to drop.
You are now listening to
My 5 Cents.
My 5 Cents.
My 5 Cents Podcast. It's your boy, So-So Juve, in the building. And I'm here to make it make sense. Oh my goodness, it feels like it's been so long since I've had to make it make sense. But yeah, here I am. I'm back in third with the lovely Tam Taylor. She put me there, and I want to talk about it. Now, I could definitely go the low-hanging fruit like I usually do, like we usually do. When HLS is involved with selecting a guest, there's usually some sort of fishy business. There's some sort of Cash App. There's some sort of Venmo that is going on. So that's the low-hanging fruit, but I'm not going to take it. I'm not going to take it this week. I'm actually going to go into another direction, and that direction is more towards the logical genius. He did something that was so very interesting. But before I get to that, let's go ahead and have a little bit of a recap of what my list was. The lovely Tam Taylor is still with us, and it's about to become decision time on the My 5 Cents podcast as we go through the topic of best comedian turned actor. So what we are going to do is recap our list for you, our listeners. And for me, I had at number 5, Jamie Foxx. At number 4, Robin Williams. At number 3, Martin Lawrence. At number 2, Eddie Murphy. And at number 1, Tom Hanks.
So there it is. That's my list. A solid list, correct? For those of y'all listening, I think you would be like, hey, I think this is a pretty, pretty solid list. Now, we have already spoke. When HLS gets involved, you know, funny stuff tends to happen. So we have to be cautious a little bit. But as I said, I want to get past that piece because, once again, Logical Genius made an interesting move, which I wanted to be the basis of this conversation for today. Let me play for you the clip.
Your number 2, Jim Carrey. You couldn't even remember the memorable movies that Jim Carrey had to name the movies for you. How memorable was it that you were drawing a blank on them? I seriously was just like, OMG. Like, HLS should get the assist for Logical Genius's list. He knows the movies better than Logical Genius.
Listen, for those listening, Tam Taylor is a stunning woman. And my eyes were just like, I just lost it. I'm like, damn, I can't think right now. I can't focus. You know, and usually for me, that doesn't happen. I am the logical genius. I don't freeze up like that.
My initial reaction was, yeah, logical. You don't really freeze up, but you definitely cheesed up on this situation. But he really did something to me. He was flirting. He was flirting with our guest, which brought me into this little bit of rabbit hole about flirtation and the art of persuasion. So first, let's start off with defining flirting. Flirting involves verbal and nonverbal behaviors that signal interest or attraction toward another person. Flirting is an emotional instinct and doesn't involve logic, which is crazy. He's supposed to be the logical genius and he has sold his soul to this. But flirting is an emotional instinct and doesn't involve logic and often happens when two people believe they have similarities. Going on, flirting can increase your dopamine and other hormone levels, making you feel good. Studies also show that flirting can reduce stress and boost your overall well-being. The logical genius resorting to flirting to get his way. I'm astonished. For him to proclaim throughout the 2 years that we've been doing this, how logical his approach is, how much sense this makes, he could not actually rebut what it was that I was saying in cross-examination. So he resorted to this tactic here. So with me trying to make it make sense and really thinking this piece through, I really went down a rabbit hole about flirting, flirting to get your way, flirting in the workplace. And I found a blog by Alexandra Corson, and the title of it was Friendly versus Flirting in the Workplace. And I want to take a quote, and it comes from David Bennett, who's a counselor and relationship expert with Double Trust Dating. And he stated, "In fact, men and women are both bad at discerning the difference, but in different ways when it comes to flirting. Generally, men tend to overestimate women's friendliness as sexual interest, whereas women underestimate men's sexual intentions and just assume men are being friendly when they are, in fact, flirting. And there lies the problem." So, did our guest Tammy Taylor think that Logical Genius was being just friendly? Or did she think it was flirting? Let's listen to this and see what you think.
Like, but I mean, Tam Taylor, I mean, come on, you talk about being topless and all that stuff and nude in movies. I'm like, how is a man supposed to focus? How's a man supposed to focus?
Don't fall for it, okay?
How's a man supposed to focus? How's the man supposed to focus?
Tam, don't buy what he's selling.
Very good argument. He's making a very good point.
I mean, come on. Come on. If you guys are so focused on your list, you are not paying attention to the right thing. So I'm just saying, you know.
You are so focused on your list, you are not paying attention to the right thing. What? This is the My 5 Cents podcast. Everything is about the list. That's what it's all about. It's presenting the list, giving the best list, getting the award for getting the best list, and then the person who's in third place, we laugh at them. That is the premise of our show. So what are you even talking about right now? You could hear the dopamine dripping. It was dripping, exuding, based off of these. Oh, my gosh, my feelings. Ah, Logical, you did good with this one. But you know what? I want to quote another book. So, in the book Dark Psychology and Manipulation by William Cooper, there is actually a section about charm and flirting. It says, skilled manipulators use their charm to get their way. If they happen to be physically attractive, this can be a very powerful combination. Now I'll say, my guy, Logical Genius, he is a looker. He definitely dresses well. He got the height. He got it all. The book continues on to say, these kinds of manipulators are prone to using flirting as often as they can. They have no intentions of establishing any kind of relationship with their victim, but just the fact that there is some kind of innuendo between the manipulator and the target is often enough to get the target to comply, which was not put him in third place. Then once the manipulator gets what they seek, the target is discarded. Now, let's see if there's any truth to this. I want to pose a question to y'all, but before I pose this question, I need you to listen to this clip.
If you want to see what I've done, and I think there's some projects listed in pre-production, you can go to IMDb and IMDb Tam Taylor, which is TamTaylor. You can go to my website. It's TamTaylor.com. Or if you want to get in touch with me directly, Logical will have my number after the show.
People, I want you to take a moment to reflect. I want you to ask yourself, do you really think that Logical Genius has spoken to Tam Taylor since we have recorded this episode? You don't have to put too much thought into it. I'll answer it for you. No, he has not. And his master manipulation by using charm and flirting to keep himself out of third place was masterful. Corrupt, but masterful. Makes sense? If you enjoy what you're listening to, please go ahead and leave comments on our Instagram, follow, subscribe, do all of those beautiful things to keep the show going like we do, so we can continue to recruit great guests like Tam Taylor, who was bamboozled. Good night.